Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up, what's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show.
We're
back. A little different
this
setup.
So low.
And you would know if you were watching on YouTube. Oh, the energy is, you know.
It's giving a flat line.
It's giving tight.
Mind you, I look like I've been drinking. So I have some glasses
look like
in my pocket.
You don't.
For real?
And you don't smell like it either. Because you know how that next day, even if you shower sometimes, it'll be coming through your pores.
Oh, that was like when I was like 21. Like you would go somewhere and you'd be like still smelling like alcohol. And you'd be like,
that was me last week.
You gotta go home.
That was me. Like, seriously, I've been hungover for 2 weeks. Like, something has to give. Like,
when I heard
literally.
You didn't go out last night, I was proud of you.
I know, I was proud of you.
I was disappointed. Because I'm like, bitch, I ain't never here.
I know.
And, bitch, you had all this energy last Saturday when y'all was up making fucking
breakfast
at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Now you
want
to be
depressed.
Tell them
how you feel.
Facts. You see how bitches do?
These are facts.
Though. I felt so bad because you're never here. And I was. It was giving depression.
But I do be here,
and
like once a month, though. Right. So me over here being.
I have to come to LA soon. And then I was like, I'm going to be Debbie Downer. Like, right. I went out for a second. It was Cinco de Mayo. I went out for a second. And I went out. I had just done a face mask. So I had like 25 serums on. Like I had dyed my hair black. It was wet. I was so
you
ugly.
You had a lot going on.
Yeah, I did. I did. That's why I said. And I just, it's been a doozy of a time.
Good. Thank you. It's bouncing and behaving.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. You never heard that?
I haven't heard that one.
You haven't?
Bouncing and behaving.
That was fine.
Yeah, I don't know where. What rock have you? You look so cute with these glasses on.
Thank
so
you.
Cute.
You know, I told you I felt like I was looking a little hungover. So here we go.
You're fine. But make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, tell a friend, tell a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Listener letters to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com.
We must be pussy because we don't get no letters no more.
Damn. You going to tell the people. Basically, send us some letters because y'all been sleeping.
I'm dead.
I know we was gone for a little while, but we back. So bring the letters back.
Yeah.
I need some entertainment.
Like definitely. Yeah.
Or even
literally, she needs some entertainment so she can talk about that for the rest of her life.
Right.
She needs some entertainment.
That's wild. Let's introduce our guest. Actually, I want to know what our guests think about this.
Yeah. Second timer. Friend, family
first time
friend
in person.
Of the show.
Huh? First time in person.
First time in person.
Yes.
Yeah, but second time. Virtual. Yeah, second time. Yeah, that was in the panorama.
Okay. Yeah, when you was living in Mexico.
I was just about to say.
But I was in LA when we did that.
But yes, you had just gotten back.
But you had just gotten back and tan and crispy.
You live a life.
Going back
right.
The next week and shit.
You're literally like, I feel like you're like an international playboy or something like that.
But it's like quietly though. Like,
well, it's not
just casually
quietly.
Was like on one of Miami.
There's nothing quiet. It's nothing quiet.
I think it's quiet.
Don't put playboy at the end of the
day. Wait, what you... Yo, you were on The Bachelor book,
what?
Though, too.
I was talking about the show. I'm like, no, I was like, what are you talking about? See, that's a whole nother. I was just asked to be on the cover of a book. I didn't read the book.
But you didn't know the title of the book?
No.
Wait, what? No. So you just decided, hold on.
Yo, boy.
It's a fly ride from Guys Next Door.
Yeah.
Fly Ride. Look, if y'all don't know the voice, Fly Ride from Guys Next Door.
Hello.
He's on the cover of books and he doesn't even know why.
Because he's an international.
No, I'm
sorry.
No, we talked about this before. I do. When people ask me to help them,
this is true.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask. I didn't think it was going to be like something that I, you know.
Well, do you know what it is now?
Like, it's about, it's called. I don't want to get this wrong.
That's all right.
But I don't. He never sent me
I'm
the
gonna
book.
I'm going to ask you again later.
He never sent
I can't
me the
believe
book.
You.
He sent you the book.
You see what I'm saying?
Free copy.
I can't get a copy. It's like, it's crazy. So that's why it's like, it doesn't
hit
my memory. But it's like, it's called Bachelors in New York.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Hence why you said
But people tell me, come to me, yo, you're on the cover. I'm like, yo, I know nothing about it. Don't think these words are about me. I don't know what it says.
But Ryan, you really sat down for a cover of a book. It was just like, so we shooting this book.
Right.
What's, you never once was like,
invisibility.
You
just,
he might have told me once I was there, but at that point in time, it's like, I got a suit on. Everybody gonna be like, nah, bro, I'm not going to be a bachelor in New York. And oh, that's cool.
Well, that's nice. Just don't violate me.
I just didn't want somebody coming to me and be like, yo, chapter 4, you was bugging. I'm like, what?
Oh, but isn't it? It's fiction, though. I think the book, to my knowledge, the book is fiction.
I would
so
love to get a book.
I think it's just like,
he's about to be Tariq on Power.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With his story being wrote.
I'm dead. But. I was like, yeah, no, I think it's fiction about like one person, but I guess there's like three people.
You telling me something? I don't know.
I think
know.
It's like Thomas too. Okay.
You read it?
I didn't, but I've seen it.
Okay. Well, yeah, books. Books, podcasts, you know. Yeah.
No, I mean, we need to talk more about books because we did have a book club at one point on the podcast.
I need to read more.
We had a book club named Hood Tanica Encyclopedia.
Yeah, we did.
The best name ever.
Was that like, did you read in the Hood novels?
Yes.
Yeah. Specifically. But,
so let me tell you a small story. It's just tiny.
Ooh.
I don't want to go too far in detail because doesn't need to be known. But I was locked up at one point in my life.
Really?
And yeah. And,
oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that.
I was locked up and I was never like the biggest reader. I love to like list some audible, but I just wasn't like, I'm still not the biggest reader. I still read, but, and let me tell you, they had some novels up in there, some sex Jones.
Some Hood novels.
Was you reading Zane novels?
I was reading everything, but I was reading them like four a day. Like, I was knocking books.
Yeah,
I
was knocking it out. Right.
I was getting tight. Lights out. No! Like, no!
We just got to the good part.
I'll be real, to her house. That is the most I've ever read in my life.
How long were you locked up for?
Not even a long time. A couple weeks.
Dead.
Post collegiate experience, huh? This is
post.
So funny.
This is post. I did all like the good kid shit and then ended up going down the bad lane after college.
After college.
But like, no, I'm just trying to figure out how you got through college and you went to Purdue. Yeah. So it's not like that was like a dumb school. How you go to Purdue
where you went?
And graduate? Oh,
yeah, education.
Are you from
dirt.
Or close? Oh, girl, from Indiana. Okay, look at me.
Look at that.
Yes. Okay, let's family.
Come on, Midwest.
You're from Gary? And you just stood up like that? Okay. Oh. Yes. I mean, it's similar.
He's
New York
all,
and Gary is very.
And she should still. Everybody needs to similar. Rep their set. You said you stood up like that being from Indiana.
No.
Hater.
It wasn't the Indiana part. It was the IU part. That's our rival. But it's really.
Yeah. They're,
sports,
they're
it's a rival. Education,
right?
It ain't.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know that's a lot. But it's cool.
Oh,
so,
my
sorry.
God.
Anyway, so this is after.
He went to Purdue and didn't read a book. That's what I was like.
Oh, that's what you were getting to. He wasn't reading in school.
How do you go to this prestigious school and successfully graduate
sport.
Without reading a book?
See, don't be the.
I know, but.
You don't read books, so you had to.
Like,
shoot a
I was
basketball
trying to like,
there.
Figure it out. No, I went, you went there to play basketball.
I went to a program. It was hospitality. We were number one in the nation at the time at my school. I got into the program and. I mean, there's a longer story to that. I didn't apply to go to college. I thought I was going to play basketball somewhere. Mm. And I had a couple offers, but I was just offered. I'm like, I'm not applying. I'm like, I don't have to apply. I know I'm getting into, I'm going to play somewhere.
Right.
My mom went behind my back and applied to schools, which was a blessing. I got a letter in the mail one day.
You're the most interesting person on earth.
I got a letter in the mail and was
back.
Like, yo, you've been accepted to Purdue University. I'm like, what? Mind you, my stepmom went to Purdue. But I didn't tell her I was applying because I didn't know. So when I got it, she's like, why didn't you tell me we couldn't? And I was just like, I didn't know.
Right.
So that's how I ended up in Indiana.
Wait, so then she was writing your like essay and everything
I
like that?
So.
I
look at the
what?
Lord.
That's a mother.
That's a mother. But also, I didn't live with my kid. I moved from New York because I went to prep school to play ball upstate in 9th and 10th grade. So I moved to California to live with my dad in 11th grade. So my mom was nowhere. Mind you, my mom raised me from nothing and put me through all schools. So she had nothing to do with my schools out there. So she didn't know. It was all type of weird shit. My dad had me in a private school, which my mom was like, the only way you can go out there is if you're in a good school. Took me out of that. I was in a public school. Like, she came up. Her name wasn't on the emergency. She came there to see me. And they were like, yo, your name's on. She went off. I just hear somebody knocking on my door. Mind you. She never comes to California. I just hear a knock on the door in my class. I'm like, whatever. I just see her head poking. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So from that point on, like, that was my 12th grade. She went to, like, the college counselor and got cool with her. I didn't know this. And then it was like, you're going to go to the college.
This feels like Bel Air or something.
So it was wild. Like an episode. It was really wild. Like Bel Air. If I could do it over, I probably wouldn't go to, I probably wouldn't.
Really?
Nah. Nah, yeah, I wouldn't.
That school in particular?
I'd have probably went to an HBCU. I'll be real. Oh, okay. I'll be, or I would have just chose to go somewhere with nicer weather.
Fair.
But I think me moving to California fucked shit up because I was used to sun now every day. Mm. So it didn't even... It wasn't even a thought like Indiana's cold as shit. It was like, oh, no, you good.
Yeah, blizzards and
then
shit.
It was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I really don't know. I was just in Chicago, and I was like, I don't know how people can live in these, cold. Like, yeah. Cold climates the all the time.
It's cold.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like...
In Chicago in the water.
Part. Yeah, it was flurry. It was 60 degrees.
Yeah,
I've
been called
flurry.
A nigga and just 3 feet of snow. That's a different kind. That's a different kind of feeling.
Yeah,
and Indiana real cold. You know, I'm like, that's real cold.
Oh, hell yeah,
no, slow.
I didn't realize
Chicago,
that.
Me either.
Chicago is an hour and 45 minutes.
True.
Away.
I never
depending
thought
on
about
what
it.
Part. If you ain't Gary, that shit's 15 minutes away.
Yeah, got it. I never thought about it like that.
It's brick ass. Brick.
All that lake effect snow and shit. Yeah,
Chicago's OD cold because of that lake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Midwest in general is just cold.
Yeah. Got it. Oh, yeah, no. I'm all set. I'm good.
Racist and cold. It's
not racist and cold.
And cold. They don't be, I feel like a lot of people only assume that the South is super racist.
Yeah. KKK was found in Indiana.
That part. It was still KKK rallies when I was growing up in Elkhart. But
No. Indiana. Go Google. Okay. Go Google.
Well, we don't like it. I know
exist.
That much.
Wherever they came, they was it.
They yeah, shouldn't even I'm not be with wherever that they shit. Came from.
Wow. Right.
But yeah, it's a different world. It's a different world out there. But that was...
We went from books.
We went from books. We went from books.
Funny,
me reading
I've never
books.
Been to the Midwest, like travel-wise.
Never? Never been to Chicago?
Not even Chicago.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the only
Nothing
place I've been.
Has allured me to go to the
but
Midwest.
I say that all
Fair.
The
time. Oh,
I say that all the time. Like when it comes to touring and stuff with artists and people be like banned, like, yo, no fly zone for you in Chicago. I'm like, yo, bro, you could really skip that on tour and be fine with tours. I could go all around. I can go to other states in the Midwest and be cool. We don't have to. Yeah. So that's why I was like, yo, even though I love Chicago for what it is, it's a very dangerous place.
Yeah. I was just telling G, it very much feels like that. Like, no matter where you are, I was like, let me keep my head on a swivel. Like, you said what?
The West Loop where Soul House is.
Yeah, like downtown.
As
long as you see buildings taller than 10 floors, you all right. Once you start seeing them blue lights on the corner,
I'm dead.
Get out.
Yeah. No, we were like driving through something to go to like the United Center, and my coworker's like, he's like, oh, damn, it's the hood. And the Uber driver was like, no, it's not. This is the gentrified place. And I was like, uh-uh, it's giving. It's very much giving hood. It was a King Von
Billboard.
Yeah, that was like, this is.
But their city is, Chicago's like a big place, but their city is really small. Yeah. Like, there's only a couple blocks where there's buildings.
Okay, yeah I can see that. Okay.
So,
I can totally
but you got to think about it, even around those blocks is hood.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
Cabrini
right.
Green was downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
And that was one of the biggest hoods in Chicago. So, to have that right there and then have Sears Tower right there is like, it's crazy. But,
I mean, most of these like urban metropolitan. Yeah. Heavily black populated cities.
Because you can say that about Baltimore, too.
Right, exactly. That's what I was just thinking.
Like
Cleveland's
that
like that.
Downtown area is very small.
It's this big. Yeah.
What you mean?
I'm
sorry. What'd you
have
say?
You been?
I'm good. For,
look,
yeah,
I was
been.
Like, I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm not
like it was like.
I'll tell you this.
Like,
I'm not big on, and it's not even a Baltimore thing because I've been a couple times, not enough to be like, but like Philly, I've been there enough. I'm not the biggest Philly fan. I wish Philly and DC could switch places.
And be closer?
Closer.
I can
you say
see
you're
that.
Not the biggest Philly fan? Oh, I fuck with Philly.
I do too. Ooh, I like, cool. I love DC. Like,
it's just like a black ass city.
Yeah. I like them both. I'm an East Coast person. So anything like once you get to Virginia, I don't know about all that. But anything from New York to Virginia, I'm good with. I mean, let's skip Delaware. But yeah, I like it. But shout out to people in Delaware. No shade.
Oh, yeah.
You got good on.
They're like Philly.
You got to get your LLC through Delaware. You know? You get
right. Word. No state tax. No,
lowest,
hello.
Lowest tax. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Buy a house.
They're good for something.
Right.
Right.
Bless their hearts.
Hello. So, our favorite, I feel like we have talked about him quite some time.
I know I'm here. I'm here, though. I'm here.
our favorite, our favorite guest. Yes, no, but outside of because we don't want to wish this on you, John. Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, there's the news that has happened that Kevin Samuels, who has been, you know, whether you like him or hate him,
very polarizing,
very polarizing,
but more to the Okay, other extreme, but yes.
What, too?
When people disliked him.
Mm. I think it's kind of both. You know, he passed, it from cardiac arrest at 56? Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of chatter about how do you, you know, basically like processing death and how do you talk about someone, you know, post them dying. And first of all, no shit, I don't care, like, either way.
Hold on, you don't care about what? I'm trying to, she's like, either way, like, dead or alive.
Like, no shame. Any of it.
How do you introduce it and be like, I just don't care, actually.
Yeah, him, honestly.
It's a hot topic, you know?
Alive, dead.
Right. I mean, it was just like, all right, y'all like that Kalani album?
Oh, my God. Okay, wait.
That was my...
You're driving off the road. Wow. What's going on?
You like that meme where they chase you like...
It's like...
Sorry, that was my move, Kalani we're going to talk about it.
So, have y'all heard everything to me?
Baby, like,
It's the everything for me.
But, you know, talking about Kevin, and I think a big part of that is how do you mourn? How do you mourn people, especially when they're so polarizing, too? Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, with him, it's like, I even started just now by saying more people, like, hated him. Mm-hmm. So it's like, when people are, like, that controversial, it's like, what's the best thing to say? Like, oh, he was nice. He was a good person, you know? I'm like,
I think you
just be honest and, like, live in the truth of what you really felt about that person.
Yeah. I saw something on Twitter with somebody saying, like, and they were a person who obviously was upset, or not upset, but didn't care about him dying and actually looked like they were celebrating it. But
not celebrating.
Yeah, it was a lot of celebratory toasts.
Should you celebrate somebody dying?
That I don't agree with. I think that that's very dark.
Yeah, it does.
And just, you lack empathy. But this individual said, you know, I don't understand why I have to speak good of somebody who didn't respect me, and like speak good of someone in death who did not respect me in life. And I agree with that, but I just think you don't necessarily have to say anything about it.
That's my point. Yeah,
it's already,
how was that
dead.
Kalani album?
Yeah,
right.
Like how much? How deep do you? It's not they gonna wake up and argue with you. Like
right.
You're talking to yourself. You really look crazy.
Yeah,
I think it's that. I was like, all of the energy and the effort towards it, you literally don't have to say anything. So when I say I don't care, I it's not even like, well, it probably is a little dismissive, but it's literally like, there's nothing for me to say. Like, he had his views, he had his opinions, you agreed with them or you did not. Like, I actually just said the episode before this, we were actually talking about him, and there was, you know, something that he said that it's very polarizing, but unfortunately, I agree with it. Right. Like, do I agree with his method and how he did stuff?
Yeah. And what you said was like, that if you are
35.
If you're over 35 and you
want a specific man with a specific lifestyle, you're going to
probably
have
to share him. Right. Yeah. I actually agree with that.
Damn, that was
it's not a lie, I don't think. You know what I mean?
Right. There
you want a hot boy ass nigga, it's gonna come with that. You
like
know?
There's some truth to.
Well, I'm not 35 yet, so I can't really. In a way, but I feel like it's on both sides. Man, like old niggas, I had this conversation yesterday. Old niggas be wanting young girls all the time. And then when they go cheat left, right, under the sun, you can't expect that 28, 26 year old, whatever, and you're 50, 60 years old to just be
where you
your old ass. Mm-hmm. Like,
You
couldn't get it when you was younger. Now you can get it when you older because you got some money.
Because you got it.
Oh, dang.
How do you expect it?
I'm not going to lie. I never thought about that dynamic of younger girl, like
when
a little
school,
hot girl.
When I was in school, like talking about kindergarten, first grade, I had kids and their dad was like 70. Feel me? Like, what do you think this 28-year-old girl is doing when your old ass is passed out? You can't stay up. Like, you can't do the things you was doing. Right. But you got this, you got the maid. Whatever happened in your old marriage, you on your third marriage, you got a kid who's in kindergarten, and you think you're young. You think you're really you're satisfying this 25-year-old woman. Like, no.
Who's just entering in her sexual peak.
Just figuring it out.
Prime.
And she had a baby because, you know, it's financial stability. Whatever happened, she might have loved you, but now it's you 80. And she 30.
80 going to...
She 35. You 80.
Yeah. Not 80, but picking up. You going to the...
You going to pick up.
Right.
You going to pick up.
Now you're 10-year-old.
Right.
Yeah. Damn.
Then you 90. And she's 45.
She fucking the pool, man.
Then you're not there no more. What you think she's doing? What she's been doing, you know what I'm saying? So
at that point, just let her have a little boyfriend or something.
But
that goes to what you're saying. Yeah. Like, yo, when you at that age, you gonna have to share.
Yeah.
I also want to point out that Kevin Samuels would read the niggas too, but they wasn't calling in as much.
Yeah.
Because they were smarter than
they was like, no, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Bitches need to stop seeking advice.
Right. Why? I'm gonna call you up so you can tell me about myself.
Yeah.
You're not gonna say nothing positive. Anything I say, you're gonna have a rebuttal for.
Yeah.
So how old are you? 35. Well, what's your job? How much you make? Well, I make a little. Okay, so you make under 100,000.
Right.
Like, damn, I know. Right. Like, shit.
But that's what was so odd to me is the people that would call in. It's almost like, one, you knew what he was going to give you.
Right.
So
right.
It's this weird sense of, like, you want to be berated. Like, it was. Like, and them girls would just be sitting there. Because I remember the one, and this is horrible. But I was like, he right. She don't look bad enough to get the type of nigga she wants. Like, these are facts.
He's kept it. Yeah. He kept it so much a buck. That's why I appreciate it. As an Aries, I don't know if y'all big on signs, but I'm I am very like pinpoint so on what the fuck I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this. Don't do I want my eggs over medium. Well, I gave it to you. I didn't ask for that, my nigga. Like, this is what I asked. You know what I'm saying? So we're very like, so the fact that he's very honest, it's either you could take it or you can't. You can't hate me for being honest. You could dislike me for my thoughts and my, but you can't be like,
You're asking.
You're calling me for my opinion on
you're
my
literally
show.
It's not
asking.
Like I'm giving it without you asking.
I didn't call you up and say, yo, you bugging. You old, you ain't got no kids. No, you called me asking this nigga is crazy.
I'm sorry, that one lady, she's like, how would you rate me? I got three kids and I want a nigga that makes $500,000. And he was like, no, like, he's like, the fuck? Like, and I remember, I was like, the first thing I saw, I remember the first video I ever saw. And I was like, I was just like, what is this? And I was like driving, watching it. I could not put it down. And I was like, but
he's right. Mm. But that's the thing. But like you said, there's so many people that hate him.
Yeah.
That you think there's more people that hate him. There's a lot of people that loved him, but they were just ashamed to pop out and be like, yo, I agree.
Yeah.
Because
we're agreeing on certain parts of what he's saying, but it's like we would never want to say it.
It's the right message, wrong messenger.
That's what I said. I was like, and it was his delivery. Like,
He's saying the right shit. It's just coming from the wrong person with the wrong tone. Because he was just like, yo, you don't get the fact that you have four kids and four baby daddies and you want a nigga making
and then I think when he would have attractive women on there, it was completely different. Remember like Nicki Minaj called in one time and
you gotta humble up
Tommy
but
or whatever.
That's the
yeah.
way
and it was
the
like
works.
What? I'm not even gonna tell y'all how I really thought he died, but you know.
That was coke.
No.
I read something was fentanyl. I read something.
What?
Read something today. I mean, but I don't think it's true.
It's
I think it's
taking niggas out the game one by one.
Damn.
I mean,
had a fake perk, but he still ate it. Like, what?
Or he just did some coke and had some.
Yeah, a little cardiac arrest. Yikes.
Who knows at the end of the day?
Yeah, that fentanyl shit is wild.
I don't wish it on nobody, but drugs is crazy. You can't. Can't be a kid.
I'm glad. That's glad I did my time when I did.
It's like, you got to look at everything like,
Yeah, they were like passing out the shot to give somebody if they were to OD.
What is it called? Naprexin or something like that.
So we have it like in the building, like
that
on
is
the wall.
Crazy.
Wait, where? At work?
No, like at our house. Like somebody from like New York City Health came by and was like passing them out to houses.
In your apartment?
In Harlem.
I mean, what?
So that must speak to the level of deaths.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not everything makes the news.
In the lobby, but I'm like, hopefully, no.
Wait,
you never have to
I cannot imagine going to work. I'm walking down my building and somebody is having a whole situation in front of me.
But I'd rather that than I come home and there's somebody dead in my crib for having some late shit. And I could have saved the day by running downstairs getting that needle.
Right. What? That is crazy. I've never heard of that.
I didn't know what was happening. And I was like, oh, this is for like an overdose, like to give them really quick. And it's like in a blue little pouch.
You can't have fun.
And they
no
just
more,
was like,
man.
Hang
I
mean, it up.
No, you can't have fun. Yeah. No.
Right.
I mean, clean
like, hang
fun.
It up.
I don't want that type of fun.
You gave it a little, you know, look.
That's not me. In the weed?
They put it everywhere now. It's
everywhere. Well, remember, I hit you, and I was like, why? I was like, Future is such an addict. All he does is talk about how much drugs he does. And I was like, why is he smoking weed laced with crack? Oh, what is he smoking on? Zuzis or whatever.
But he said, I think he told somebody that he's a lightweight.
Or, okay, Angel Dust or something like that.
It's
PCP.
All white. I'm good.
Yeah, it's like, it's all white, shit I don't do.
I'm good. They said they are putting it in weed. They said when you get your weed, if you test it on a glass, if your weed can scrape glass, it has fentanyl in it.
But they always, remember when they would dip it, you know, when they would dip it in like embalming fluid before, like, none of this shit is new.
These drugs is going way above my pay grade.
Way. These designer drugs? Yeah.
Yeah. Little weed.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of, we really just need to stick to weed because Backwoods, we're back again.
Yeah.
Last time we were rolling up.
They sponsor y'all?
Yes.
We doing our thing.
No, I was really asking. That's fine, because in a way, I was going
to
be like,
I set up a whole visual merchandising display prior to.
I thought she was about to roll up. I really thought
we're going to roll up later.
We're going to roll up
with
later.
Our sweet Backwoods.
Backwoods. Hello. Sweet.
They didn't
savory.
Have the grape at the store. I was mad about that.
Yeah, people are not dying from smoking a little weed. Not laced with nothing.
Listen.
Okay.
Ooh, that's fire. That is fire. I won't lie. I really thought she was just skinning her. I was like, why should I have a box of Backwoods? And she's getting on a plane. Too. Like, what do you. What?
He was like, she's serious about smoking her weed. I am. I'm very serious about my weed. Okay.
We get it from dispensary.
And I'm very serious about my Backwoods. But yes, I buy dispensary because I need to have a conversation with you.
I want to know what strand.
Do y'all buy dispensary from here in New York?
I live in LA.
Well, I'm there, I just rack up.
I'm saying here.
No, I haven't been to a dispensary here.
My mom will outsmoke all of
it. Wait, there's a dispensary here.
My mom goes to a dispensary. She has a prescribed.
Oh, she got a card.
I just didn't even know there was a dispensary.
It's one
here.
There's a bunch. Yeah, there's a few.
Oh, I know there's one like 34 because New York's medicinal now. Okay,
but you can still.
And it's not recreational yet.
It is. She know everything.
She needs to be on the show, right? Because she know everything.
I can go to the dispensary right now and go cop something. Okay.
Oh,
I never knew that.
Because it's taxed. Oh, okay. That's all I've been telling people this. I was like, I can't wait for it's legal. I said, why do you want weed to be legal? And they were like, because then I could just go to a store. I said, and then they're going to package it up like cigarettes, and they're going to charge you an arm and a leg for some whack-ass weed you don't want.
Yeah. Well, what I will say, the good thing about dispensaries is the conversation that you can have with your bud tender. You can look at THC.
Literally, it was like, come on, bud tender.
You can look at your THC.
That's such a cute name.
You can, if you have a preference, sativa, indica, whatever,
hybrid,
like
you get in there.
You can have like a real conversation with somebody.
Rather
as
than
opposed
your drug dealer.
To,
knock you out. You want to focus?
Right.
I got this one.
Which I appreciate that. It held me down for years.
I'm like, I want to be creative. Okay, we'll get the focus one.
Get the focus one. Focus one. But it's still going, all right, Like, nah.
Literally.
But I get what you're saying, because if you go to like MedMen, that was like one of the first.
Yeah. That's
I went to a lot of dispensaries before that, but that was the one that when I walked in, it was like the Apple Store.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the? Everything is on a iPad on display.
Yeah.
Then you can click it, and then you can open the thing and smell it. It was just so much going on. I was like,
And the product isn't out. They have to like order it on the iPad and somebody brings it out.
Yeah. And then you get your little, your little discounts and all that, but it's still expensive because they got this tax and then that tax. And it's like, that's why black market weed will never go out.
Yeah.
That's why I watched a whole one of them little Vice specials on that. They won't.
For what? If I can get it for this price, and now it's even less illegal for me to have. I'm gonna get to the gusto.
Free all the mans that's been locked up though,
and the women's.
And the women's.
Yeah.
Right,
that's my
part. Oh my god, I am Kevin Samuels Jr.
You think
over
it's
here.
Just us? Like, shout out to my niggas in jail. Shorty's like, what about me? Yeah, every week.
Right. The shorties was down 95, okay? Right. They was fucking on the fucking highway.
Mm-hmm. And Lord knows American Gangster, Trap Queens. Yeah. I keep talking about that. My favorite show.
They joined in there for a nickel bag. They still locked.
Yes. Yikes.
Which is crazy.
Just wild.
Free to bros. And I mean, that means everybody.
That's inclusive of all.
Yeah, that is inclusive. Yeah.
Everybody.
Free the Negroes. Free them.
Free the Negroes.
Please.
Yeah. Damn, that was a slave passage.
So we're going to do a version of Fuck, Marry, Kill. This is another, this is a 90s version.
This is a 90s version.
I like this. This is actually very hard. Okay. 90s. So, yeah, it's giving 90s. Halle Berry, Vivica Fox, Nia Long.
And they prom.
And they prom.
And they prom.
Now. It makes it harder.
Nia Long, now. Halle Berry, and Vivica now. Gotta go. Now? Me? Vivica?
What? You think so?
Who? Yeah, right now, like recently.
Now, like today. Yeah. Woke up
recently.
This morning.
Yeah, recently.
Who?
Vivica. Yeah.
You're saying she looks good now?
Yeah.
Have you seen a recent picture?
The work has kind of gotten better in the face.
I was like, have you seen a recent photo?
Vivica,
yeah.
Listen, Vivica got to go. Mm. If okay. we talk about now.
All I have to say.
I'll probably hit Halle. Just have that experience and marry Nia.
Okay,
I would do the same thing.
If it was the 90s, I would pick that.
Still pick it. I don't want to marry Halle Berry.
Yeah, fair.
I don't. I just feel like it's too much.
My Leo sister, but...
right? It's Nia's the Scorpio.
Halle's is Leo.
I love them both.
Oh Lord, have
mercy. Yeah, my Leo sister.
That's a hard one. I don't know.
I would do this. Because Love Jones is my favorite movie.
Vivica seemed like she talked too much shit.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
Vivica
from Indiana too.
Day after day,
she from South Bend.
Like you arguing with Vivica daily.
I can only all I can see is Set It Off. All I see is Frankie. So I literally, and that's
not
the only
Vivica
thing I see.
Was bad.
Yeah. Oh, she was. I'm not acting like
but
she was.
It was also like post 50 Cent. Yeah, it just went downhill.
That's what I was about to say. I don't, but maybe back in the day, I might. I don't know. I don't want to say I'll kill Halle because I really want to touch.
But yeah, like it's Halle Berry. Right.
But
Halle
who
Berry.
Don't want to touch Vivica back Halle in the day? Either. Vivica was bad.
Yeah, she was.
Vivica might be more of a freak than Halle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Halle had a sex addiction husband that she wasn't
fulfilling.
The need.
We don't know that.
I think we do.
No, I mean, if you're a sex addict, like, it's never enough. So you can have sex 5 times, you probably want to have it 10.
And also, Halle fuck with white men. I don't know if I really fuck with that.
Oh, my God.
She does.
Oh, she did have the baby. White kids.
Yeah, not them white kids. And Monsters Ball. She got blasted by,
That was a role. What was that, Billy Bob Thornton?
They really had sex in that scene.
Her Academy Award.
Yeah.
It's a known thing. They really had sex in that scene.
You can't see it. I slept myself out for my Oscar, too. The fuck? People doing it for
She got
for
an
less.
Oscar for that?
Yeah.
That was her first.
Yeah, it was her first. Yeah.
So we agree on having sex to win awards.
Was she the first Oscar to win the best actress?
She was.
Not a BET Hip Hop Award, but an Oscar.
Yeah. You're not fucking for hip hop.
Not fucking for hip hop.
But the Oscars.
Yeah,
it's always gonna be. No one is leading with the BET award winning.
Right.
Halle Berry.
We gotta change the narrative as black people. We should be wanting to give up pussy and dick for BET awards and not the white man's award.
You're absolutely right.
We should though, but we're not there, and I don't know if we ever will.
We ain't there.
We're not there at all.
We are not. I really didn't know the thing. Now you're gonna make me go back and watch this movie to see.
They really did the damn thing.
I never saw it.
Really?
What year was this?
I mean, that was Billy Bob Thornton,
right? Not that old, bro. You're like, well, I don't know how old y'all are.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know.
Billy Bob Thornton was busting that.
He was with Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was fucking
the shit out of her. So I get why Halle was like, fuck it. Yeah. Let's go.
See what I'm saying?
Did not think about that.
She was like
13.
Yeah, but you didn't watch it.
I could have watched that. Like, my parents were a little strict.
At 15, 16?
You had mad
13.
Years. You had mad years. Right.
I was like, 15, 16 plus.
I ain't really care.
Clearly,
no, like, Halle, Nia's just like wife, like
yeah. And she really what other movies besides Love Jones and Best Man? What other movies Nia Long been in? And that Netflix
forget
movie?
She really wasn't in a lot of things. Lisa's who I fell in love. Like that was it. Like she was just bad. Skin was flawed. Like it was just
yeah.
That's why I think how people.
She's in a happy. She's
like interested. What
she's married to
some basketball
coach of the Celtics. Oh. Black dude.
Oh. Okay.
So Big it's like house. You became that wife. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Then we look at
Halle.
Then we look at Vivica.
But Halle still, you know, she got her little Netflix movie that she produced.
The one she was boxing?
Yeah.
That was a terrible movie. No shade.
And I got COVID that day, so I will never watch that movie again.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it wasn't fucking for Academy Awards. She wasn't going in there like, yo, I'm getting an award out of this shit. I'm fucking this up.
You know what, though, for real, outside of Halle Berry, though, neither of them had, like, a huge career, which I also hate that for black actresses. Yeah. Like, Vivica A. Fox was literally, not just, but like, Set It Off, I feel like was her biggest role, probably. Then Two Can Play That Game. And I love
that movie.
Two Can Play That Game.
It was black shit for her, though. Yeah. It was black. They didn't really throw Vivica in some white shit.
She was in something. Kill Bill. Yes, Kill Bill.
But she died the first scene, really.
She died mad quick.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I hate how they do that. Yeah,
but we don't even have these type of movies anymore. Yeah,
remember Chris Brown?
If I even want to go down that route.
Stomp the Yard. He died in the first 5 minutes.
And what was that?
Stomp the Yard.
That's right.
I've never seen Stomp the Yard. But I knew that.
You never
saw
the Yard?
No.
Oh my God.
What? I know, I've never seen.
But I got a cameo in there.
What?
Yes.
You
I was,
in there?
Yes. I was filming. What it was in college. Doing? I just had like my jacket on. Like you know.
I'm dead. And I was like, she was in the
fight, y'all, so much.
But when that movie came out, like the previews of it was mad Chris Brown.
Yeah, it was.
So niggas was like, yo, Chris got a movie. I'm going to see that. First 5 minutes, gone. I'm like, oh,
what's the rest of this movie?
I think that's the first clickbait for me. That was like the first time I realized what clickbait was.
It's definitely used it as a clickbait. Because that was Columbus Short.
Yeah, that was his breakout film.
And that crazy nigga.
It was breakout because it broke down. That nigga.
Wow. But God bless him.
Didi just said that we don't even have movies like that anymore. Mm-hmm. Or if they are, they're kind of like the straight to
classic
Amazon.
Black?
Yeah.
But even straight to Amazon, it's not many of them. Like,
no, there's
like,
a lot. Have
really?
You gone down there?
I need to, like,
oh,
I need to
have time on my hands.
They're good.
I need to watch it.
It's like super black, like unpolished movies.
Yeah.
Well, remember
but
the
I
one.
Missed those.
Like a Zane book.
Yeah,
like fuck ups, like they on the phone, but it's like this.
But you see that?
Not they on in their pictures, just like, wait, what's up?
But you know,
who you talking to?
You know who's this primetime star of them? Drea got about 16 of them, and I done seen about four, who? Right? Drea.
Oh, yeah, she's
Drea
a
has like
actress
literally
now.
Like six of them. One of them, I tried to like go to sleep. You know how you sleep and you keep turning around? I was like, well, shit, I'm here now. Drea, what the hell happened now?
Drea's
a whole actress.
I'm not mad either.
She here now.
Yeah,
I love it.
Whole actress. And that one we watched.
Kiki movie?
Kiki Palmer
that
was
a lot of
Kiki Palmer be in movies.
Yeah.
That
I actually
one where
had,
she played a gay woman.
Somebody was telling me recently about a Kiki Palmer one that was really good.
Yeah.
I don't think
it was good. Yeah.
Oh.
What was the one about the two scamming?
I forget.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I bought
the
that.
I was women. Like, that's not fair because they didn't use real life.
Amazon
life.
Yeah,
they should
what
have.
Amazon. Right. Where y'all go to even find these movies?
This was like the number one Amazon movie.
And then once you like watch one,
they just follow up.
Keep following up. You're gonna get a whole tile.
Okay.
How did we even find talk about?
You click on one, two, you watch two, and then you, they just
it's
keep
on.
It up.
All right, yeah, I got Amazon, I got it.
Even Netflix got a bunch of them, and then they got a bunch of them.
But I have a problem with like unpolished movies.
Then you can't watch not
like,
one of them.
It'd be some shit, and I'll just be like, "Yo, really?
Yeah, you can't
like,
watch it."
It makes it that much more real. It feels like
no, it just feels broke.
It does. Yeah, I agree.
It just feels like, yo, you could have. Because I also know people that aren't expensive that can make a shit look better than it. And I'm like, yo, where'd y'all go?
Yeah, right. I was watching one, and I remember they had like the desk, and it was like you could clearly see it was in front of the bathroom, and it had like an exit sign. And the whole time, I'm like, if they don't move this damn desk and get another prop, change the scene,
it'd be one house because they'd be like, yo, we're gonna rent this spot right here.
That was it.
This room for 20 scenes, and go over here. The kitchen gonna be 30 scenes. Like, nah, man.
That was like the movie we watched with the trans woman.
I mean,
it was like two locations.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely
it was like
two locations.
An apartment
black.
For most of it, and then that boat.
It's
oh yeah, the boathouse.
We need
house.
More black, like new black historical movies, like shit that's really like, and it doesn't have to be most because the thing that we get these black movies that are based off of like Martin Luther King, like some shit back in the day.
The,
so where it's
the
like,
woke shit.
So it's like, okay, I get it. You're gonna put a whole bunch of black people civil rights. Where can you go wrong? I want some shit that, like now, some like Love Jones shit, some like the like bro, like some shit.
Yeah.
Same.
That's relatable too.
Yeah,
like I can't relate to Harriet. Like that's really not my
never
time.
Never even seen it.
I ain't even see that shit.
Yeah, so never.
I can't. So it's like I really don't like slave movies.
Me neither.
No,
I refuse.
So I'm that odd person that
he
I
likes,
don't mind.
He like a little whooping.
Not a little whooping.
Hit NASA?
No, no.
Why do you watch horror movies?
I am the person that I sometimes do think that it is important. No, of course. Who didn't see Django?
12 Years a Slave?
Yes, in the movie.
Color Purple. That was jokes, though.
Yeah, like Color Purple's one of my favorite movies. Can't be me.
Wait, what's
one of
your favorite movies?
Color Purple.
Silly.
Oh, that wasn't slave.
That was a slave movie.
Yeah, that's not slave. It's just timeline.
As close enough to slave as you gonna get.
It ain't even. Sitting in that cell.
Oprah, look.
Wasn't they in the field?
Sitting in that cell. They were. That was their field. They.
What?
Oh, what were they doing?
No, no, no. What were
they doing? It was like there was no cotton there.
That was Mr.'s field.
But that was, yeah.
It was their cotton.
It was their cotton.
It was slaves.
And it wasn't cotton. It was lavender field.
There we go.
It was a lavender field.
Thank you for your correction.
And they was,
that's why it's called Color Purple.
If they was picking something, they slaves. It wasn't apples.
Celie had her own store, and she was making pants. It was very progressive.
This is the haberdashery.
Yes.
But this is the reason why these white people, they gave us little opportunities. So now you think you're free. You can't
go nowhere. Oh, nowhere.
You're making pants for the people we want you to make pants for. That lavender, we're going to buy it for the price we want to buy it for if we buy it.
Not the color blue, not part duh, and Celie, she's taking back. Celie is going to reclaim her time.
Oh, you're doing a part two?
We're going to do a part two. This is definitely a Zane book.
This is definitely.
Wow. Not the same book.
Listen, Eric Jerome Dickey. I wouldn't even be mad at some of those, because that's also what our book
they
club
need to
was.
Do those.
Was like,
those
Jerome
books that
Dickey.
I read in my period of incarceration.
Because Zane books were, some of them, Addicted was turned into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb Drugs was fire, but you got to also get the right, if you get a Zane book, you got to get the right actors. If you get good actors, because what happens is these low budget, these like not low budget books, but these books that are about shit that we can relate to end up getting these low budget actors. And that's when the movie
gets. Everybody
got
to act, though. Somebody is an Addicted that we all know.
Don't give me those.
What's the annoying? What's Robin Thicke's ex-wife's name? Paula Patton.
Oh, Lord. No, I don't
know. What's she like, frying lemon and chicken or some
what she
shit?
Frying. She is beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Listen, baby.
And she has a nice personality,
too. Yo, she's great.
She just acts at herself in every role.
She does.
Her mother white.
She does.
Like, she's what? Like, she's heart, not. Like, you're not going to get the full
expectation.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the full expectation of what people think about. Like, come on now. Like,
okay, I lied. I just convinced her. I confused
Paula
her with another.
She won't do no nigga shit like that. With, Paula
okay,
is,
so Boris Kodjo was in it. Sharon Neal. You know, she be all in black movies. I don't know which one.
That is a nigga setup right there. I would never watch that shit. Never in a million years. Yo, Tyson Bedford?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Twa?
Who?
Twa?
What the fuck is that?
He ain't even heard of Twa.
Twa got a 1, 2, and girl. 3. Okay. Twa is amazing.
Twa was amazing.
It's either Tyler Perry or some shit I don't
Tyler
see.
Tyler Perry, she's in How Did I Get Married? Why did I get married? I said, How Did I Get Married?
Was it what? Or was it how?
How? Why? Yeah, how? Why? Why? It's, not, why.
Yeah,
it's why.
Why? That's when homie.
Have you seen Why Did I Get Married?
That's when Shorty had to drive up the hill?
Yeah. Going up that mountain.
Did you see me? Where was the aunt? He was like, yo, my aunt won't talk to me to this day because I told her, did she drive up the mountain?
Oh my God. You know, I love that movie.
That movie
I do.
Crazy.
I love it.
He aired everybody out?
Yeah.
Janet was in that.
Is Tyler Perry our response to We Need More of These Types
no.
of Movies?
No.
Okay.
We need other directors.
We need like a...
and producers.
What's his name to do it? Homie that did Black Panther.
Ryan Coogler? Oh,
yeah, we need him to do some black shit.
Or even seriously, I do want to see some new up-and-coming people. Like, the film students that are just getting out of NYU now. Like, I feel like Ryan might take it. It's going to be like too...
It's going to be too civil rights.
Yeah, it's going to be too... I need somebody that's a little
bit more with the Jamie Foxx show.
What was it, Jamie Foxx?
And Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
He did his thing with that.
I didn't see that. But I know
that was Michael B. Jordan's best movie ever.
What?
Wait, what movie?
Oh, Mercy.
Yes.
That was an amazing movie.
That was his best movie ever.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Nah, don't Ray. Jamie Foxx. Let's
I didn't
not sleep
say
on his
Jamie Foxx.
You said Michael B. Jordan.
My bad.
Yeah.
That was his greatest acting he's ever done.
Yeah, that was good. I actually watched it. Mercy. I watched that in COVID. I had never seen it before.
I saw it at the theaters.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, Mercy.
It was. Wow. That was a really... Jamie Foxx killed it, of course.
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx is the best.
He's incredible.
Is the best all-around entertainer
about
that
him.
We have.
I was like, what?
I agree.
In general. Yeah.
It doesn't get said enough.
He's the best all-around entertainment. It's not.
Yeah, the album still get a little play from me.
First of all, his album. Grammy for me.
It went platinum R&B in your house.
Okay. Nah, it probably did get Grammy nominated. It probably did.
Was it Unpredictable?
Yeah. Unpredictable.
That album hits. Like R&B.
It still hits.
It still hits. Just go listen
it's
to my
like
man
the
Jamie.
Green, white, black, and green cover. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta play that. Let me cue that up.
That album right
when
there.
I go back.
DJ, won't you play this girl? Yo. Love song.
And it's really, I'll be real. I'm not gonna say there's no skips, but I believe there's no skips.
It's not like a fave for me, but I do know all the singles. But yeah. I do love Jamie Foxx.
Don't try to come at Jamie.
Yeah, I was like, no, I do.
It's not even his name, but we're not gonna come at
What's
that
his name? Name?
Look it up.
Well, it's a great stage name, nonetheless.
Great stage name. Yeah. But you know why he used Jamie? Because when he was doing, when he was a comedian, they would always, his name sounds like a female. Mm-hmm. So they're always going to pick the female when he would go perform in like open mics and shit. They'd always pick them first. Yeah, exactly.
Like his real name has nothing to do with
so
the stage name.
So he picked
name.
Jamie Foxx as a stage name because they'd always want to hear it.
Eric Bishop.
Oh.
Eric Bishop.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Okay. I like Jamie Foxx, though.
I do too.
Jamie's dope.
And yeah. I like the idea of, like, let me change my name so that I'm more accepted.
I mean, that's what I feel like a lot of
especially if it's not, like, my name. It's not like his name was, like, some wild
right.
cultured name, yeah, no. something crazy. Yeah.
It was like, Eric is
but I know in my line of work, if they hear Jamie, they're going to think it's a girl and they're going to want to see a girl. So they're going to always call me up first to whatever I'm doing. And now it's, now I can sing, I can act, I'm funny, like, everything.
More
so it makes
Jamie?
Sense.
Foresight.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? People like that. We need Jamie and some hood. Not hood, but more shit that we like.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been quiet. He's been with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
What's he been doing?
Like, I don't know if he's opening, but he's been, like, on all those dates.
Well, he helped him, shit. He helped beat that nigga's ass. His arm was all in the front.
I'm tired I didn't
like
go to that show. Because I went to the other one 2 nights before. I went to the one on Friday. But I left early. So I didn't see Dave perform. I was kind of upset with Dave in general because I went to his other shit last year at Hollywood Bowl.
Where he didn't tell a joke?
What you mean he didn't tell a joke?
Don't get me upset.
Sorry.
Please.
He just talked like.
So we went there thinking Dave Chappelle is going to have a stand-up.
It
and it's at the Hollywood Bowl, which is,
I think,
70,000 people fit in Hollywood Bowl. Something crazy. Yeah. Get there. He showed his documentary about what he did during COVID. How he had no, I didn't know this until I saw it, but he had his stand up in where he's from. Where's he from?
Yeah, Yellowtown or
Yellow Spring.
Something.
Yellow Spring.
Yeah, something.
Right, because my crazy ass went.
Yes, yeah, so you went to show?
I went to Yellow Springs to see him for Dave Chappelle weekend. We were supposed to watch the movie, but the town is so small they couldn't find the person to open up the theater.
Oh, so you went for the movie? So during the summer?
Well, it was I went for a stand up.
Okay.
It was weird, but it was the movie supposed to be playing. Yes.
So this is what happened with us. We thought it was Dave Chappelle stand up. They play the doc. They play the joint, which is fire, dope. But I'm like, all right, hour and a half of this.
Yeah.
Dave gonna come up and do his thing after. Dave come up the moment I saw him walking in his suit, I knew we was in trouble.
Oh yeah.
I knew we might not get no jokes, but I'm just like maybe you know professional. He comes out there, brings out like Busta Rhymes. Brings out Nas. Nas performs 3 seconds of his song and stops. He's like, yo, I'm not. Nas was tight because Dave did not get on stage and tell no jokes. He's like, so you want me to come perform my songs?
Wow.
He's like, nah, this is your show, bro. And gave him the mic back. Like, I was so upset with Dave because of that moment. I didn't think I ever wanted to see him again.
Did he not have his cigarettes? Damn. I'm trying to figure out what happened.
I think this was just to sell tickets to watch his
thing.
Because we already watched an hour and a half of that. So it's like, okay, I get it. Y'all wanted shows before it ever came out. I get it. But it's like, nah, bro.
Why is it still not out, actually? Now I think about that. Like, that should have been made forever.
But that's how you make the most money off it.
Yeah, true.
You package it up.
True. Because I'm like,
you want.
Oh, all right.
Yo, it's a lot. But nah, he didn't disappoint, but I didn't see him. But I saw like he had like Dion Cole opened up. Then it was my son Ashley Larry, he was next. Then it was some white dude that is actually really funny. I forgot his name.
Have you seen Bust Down?
Is that a movie?
On Peacock. It's a show.
But what's it
with like all comedians, like Sam J. Oh my God, so you haven't seen Bel Air? Peacock, the network.
I have seen Bel Air.
Oh.
Well, you gotta watch Bust Down. It's really
good. It's all comedians, basically. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show.
They're supposed to be based in Gary.
Hold on.
Shout out to Indiana.
What is the show about?
It's the most
because I think I've seen
ridiculous shit.
Random. They all work at a casino.
Freddie Gibbs,
the manager.
Yeah. Ah, that's when he was wilding on the men there. You don't get me out this. Yeah, okay.
It made me think of that.
Yeah,
that's like the shit you seen Southside.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
But I couldn't get into Southside.
Could it?
But I love Bustin. I think I'm gonna go back and revisit it though.
Child, that episode with the club with the promoter dying and he didn't
that's the second
married.
Season.
Yes, the second season.
I don't think I hit the second season.
Oh yeah,
first season,
you gotta watch
when
that
when he had the Jordans and they was wilding.
Oh, that's and that line,
he was wilding.
But then it was like in real life, there was somebody who died. A promoter, and they had his body.
It was a rapper.
It was a rapper. Yeah,
I'm not
going to
say they
rapper.
Stuffed his body because they didn't stuff him.
Embalm.
No, but
they embalmed him.
Yeah.
He was standing up.
Yeah. But that's an episode on Southside.
And his Mary Jean.
That was given Simpsons.
That's fine. That's like
R.I.P.
Atlanta, the first episode of the new season, when it has little snippets of all like viral moments that happened on like TikTok and Twitter and shit.
Wait, I thought it was so smart. I can't get into this season, but I've seen the first episode. I've seen three.
Wait,
or four.
I thought the first episode was the little boy when he let when his mama.
It
told
is,
him
but
to
you
go.
Know how she's like, you want to do that? He's like, shoot.
Oh, yeah,
you remember the kid on like it was like Instagram and he did something wrong. She was like, dance, do that dance. You want to do it all the time? He was in there like this crying. So was that? It was the one where
it was so many.
It was just so many little things made into one episode.
I saw a thread about it too. Yeah, and I was like,
it was crazy. But that reminds me of how like what you were saying with the.
See, well, okay, now this is maybe our balance to the smart TV that we so desperately say that we want and need.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Thank you for getting up our backwards. Are we asking Ryan these same ending questions?
They might be different.
They may be different, yeah.
What would you tell your younger self?
What I tell my younger self?
Yeah.
Dad, Indiana.
Okay, that's new.
I wouldn't say stay out of Indiana, but I didn't. Damn, I don't know how to say this without sounding crazy. I didn't chase women growing up, but I spent a lot of time doing things for attention of women. Mm-hmm. Like when I could have been spending a lot of time doing other things. I feel like, and it doesn't have to be for women or my younger self, but just other things that you think are gonna go away, they aren't. So focus on what's good for you and what's going to, I guess, like, make your path easier in a work-related or education-related world. Like, you don't have to be like everybody else. I always thought I had to be either play basketball or sell drugs. Like, there weren't too many in-betweens for me. My mom tried to make me see different, but for me it was like, nah, there's girls. So I like basketball. I love basketball. I love, you know, I want to get money and drive fancy cars and shit. And the only ways that they teach us is...
Yeah.
Drugs or athlete. And just like what he said, he's like, yo, did you play sports? And I'm like, nah. Like, right. But even that for a second is like, yo, don't focus. Mm-mm. Don't focus on those things.
Stereotypical cycle.
It was because it was him.
It was me.
It was him. But it
was like for me, it's just like, yo, don't. And I tell all my young boys that are like in college or like, and they play basketball and they're really good and they're probably going to the NBA. I'm like, yo, don't focus. I was like, forget what they're doing. Half the athletes that we know, 80, 90% of athletes never got girls when they grew up. They weren't cool because they had to spend so much time on their craft.
Yeah.
So the minute they get to college or they get to a boundary where they don't have to be around their parent, now all these girls are flying and they don't know what to do. So that's what a lot of people fucks up, and then they have kids and they don't make it to the NBA and they don't excel in their career as they should have because they focus on something that is always going to be there. Right. So I always tell my young boys that. It's like, yo, just focus on school, focus on playing the sport. The girls are going to be there. If you think you have girls now, imagine when you got $30 million in your account.
Woo.
A word. I think that is so hard, though. I was having this conversation earlier, and, you know, I think, like, especially, like you said, younger kids and even girls, like, everybody's emulating what they see, whether it be, you know, before for us it was, like, TV, but now it's, like, everything is so attainable and quick. You know, and I think even as like career wise, people think that they should like automatically, you're like, oh, I should be VP. It's like, but you were never even an assistant. Like, you don't know how to do anything.
Right. Well, we also come in an age where niggas be VPs and they do shit to be VPs.
Or, yeah.
But that's always been a thing.
Yeah, but I think
not really in our world.
Right.
It was always like the VP was some high white person. Oh, if it was black, it was like they was there 30 years, 20 years at the job.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you have no resume, but you're vice president of this company. And it don't
there needs to be balance, right?
Yeah.
But I think, but specifically, I think for like 21, 20 somethings, they're like, oh, I should be running this. And it's like, but you haven't
done
anything to warrant that. Yeah.
And
it's just, it looks exactly through social media, or you just look like the girl, my hairdresser was saying that there was a girl in her chair like yesterday who was just like, oh, I'm so ugly, and like was like cutting herself because she felt so ugly.
Oh no.
And I was, and she was like, she's a gorgeous girl, but you're, you know, when you scroll and you're just looking and it's like,
especially when you in that, and you in that that hole, what's it called?
Like a spiral? I'm whatever that is.
I know you know Google. What's that word?
She was like, I was like, just like, yeah, like a whole, it's so difficult.
When you're, especially if you're in a depression state, you're going to keep going and going until, like, that's why social media for a relationship is like, I'm happy we didn't, we had an age where we didn't have as much social media as these kids do now.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, I'm happy. Thank God.
Like, me growing up in New York and not having social media like that, and then I moved across the country to California in high school, and then seeing there's a whole bunch I'll be real. What I thought I would be like, the woman, like, oh, she's so bad. When I went to California, I was like, yo, what's going on here? I was like, yo, I was like, it's a whole different world. And it's like,
and because you and that's what I was just about to say. Also, everybody looks the same now. Yeah. You could be in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You could be New York. You could be, well, some
but
of them.
But you still have like, they're still an aesthetic.
But you still have them in there. Like those, there's big inserts, social media people that are big makeup, whatever.
Right.
And you don't even know they live in Indiana until you meet them or they move.
Everybody looks alike. Like, and then everybody dresses alike.
Oh, gosh.
Like, even if you think about like the clothes, every store like has the same shit. I don't care what city.
Even if you can't afford the high brand,
dresses, everybody dresses alike.
To a lower brand and get the same outfit. Yeah. It's just a different name on it.
Fast fashion is even, they are a culprit of all of this.
Of course.
Like, because everybody, you can be in wherever. Like I said, you open up your phone.
I can order it online. And I know what you, now, because you don't have those like cultural city stores anymore. Like,
In
Harlem,
things,
you got like a Jimmy Jazz, but Jimmy Jazz is selling the same shit
that everybody else is. But there's things that like, you know, even let's say from Philly to New York to D.C. to Baltimore, all four of those cities have completely different, or had completely different fashions. Everyone looks like Kylie Jenner now.
Everybody
and it's
just
spandex.
Disgusting.
And
it's easy. It's like you said, it's like you can go online and click a button and it can be delivered to my house.
Yep.
Off of you. Like you can post a picture and there's things on like Facebook on Instagram.
Right.
And I can tag it. It shows me the price and go right to my crib. What do I do?
I mean, but it's amazing too for people who want to do that and can be business owners from their phone. Like that's the beauty of it too.
I mean, there's gonna be gifts and curses from, you know, from our generation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just happy where we came from,
yeah,
we got to see what it was like to not to see relationships without having to be like, why are you liking her pictures? Why are you doing this? Like, I saw relationships before that.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't really find those now because it's there.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I saw what it was for like people to be like, yo, y'all really fuck with each other.
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
There's no, and even if there was outside distractions, it's not as easy to get to.
Yeah. No, it, like you said, it's all right there. Like
right there.
Yeah. You know, I you know, y'all know my love-hate relationship.
You can't escape it, so you just gotta learn how to deal with it. A new phone?
A flip phone.
A flip phone.
So you're gonna retire. Yeah. As you're saying. You're not gonna have a job.
I know. This is when I'm rich.
Just know this.
You're not working.
In your line of work? Good luck.
Yeah, literally.
I won't be there.
It's your flip.
Not working.
I won't be there.
I hope you.
I will.
Bless your heart.
Oh my God.
You're going to get there.
And what do you know for sure?
What do I know for sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'm black and beautiful.
Purr.
Heard
big
you.
Purr energy.
Literally, the biggest purr.
Right.
Oh, because they have the same birthday as
May.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
All these Aries, 15. Lord.
There's so many of them. Like,
so many.
What's 9 months before Aries season?
It had to be Valentine's Day or something. I don't know.
Somebody tell me, because
April,
so many.
Four months.
I was so tired.
So that means 6 months. I mean, five.
So
five
it's
from
like
December.
June? It's the start of summer?
July, I don't know why August, so many September, damn Aries. I know you don't. Like, why,
like,
what was 9 months before?
10 months. August, September.
Okay.
Yeah, right? August, September, okay, so October,
the,
November,
the tail
December,
end of summer.
January,
the summer flings.
Right. January, March, April.
Ooh, yeah, that was summer flings.
Maybe that, yeah.
It's the end of summer.
Oh, my God.
Was
them the best.
They just having fun.
Fourth of July.
Oh, my God.
The all-day dating playoffs.
It was summer. Fucking... You had that dress on. You had those.
That was Leo season.
Pants on.
It was Leo season. Fire.
All that fire.
Fire.
Yeah, right. All that fire. Wow.
My mama Leo. So
oh,
like,
really?
All that fire.
I get
right.
it.
But Leos and Aries get along.
Very, very. Absolutely. Yeah. Most of my relationships have been Leos or Aries.
Yeah, they get along. Oh, I'm not. I would never date another Leo.
I dated an Aries before.
How was that?
I was young.
That just seemed like a control.
Nah.
I was thinking, literally, I was like, that sounds so controlling.
It's controlling if you're an adult and there's money situations. Mm-hmm. Like, I got bread. You got bread. Like, what? So what? I got money, too.
We both looking at each other like.
So but if you're in high school, you got it, baby? Cool. That was like my high school girl. That I was like, stay at her crib. Like, her parents would let me stay at her house and shit. Like, so it was like.
She was progressive.
They were really progressive.
Yeah, white mama.
Okay. Got
see or that.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were from her mom was from the UK. So it wasn't that American white.
Yeah.
And so American white and British white is two different whites.
Oh,
those
for
are
sure.
Two, yeah. You know, she liked the niggas.
Yeah.
And then the grandmas, they're from St. Louis. Like the dad is from St. Louis, the grandma's from St. Louis. So it's hood. Yeah. Brother just about to get out of, like, it was a lot going on in the house. And then it was like the white lady. She was like, I was like, oh, okay. All right. Cool.
That's get a lot.
So it was like, you know, it was one of those situations, but yeah, like.
Yeah, it was no. It wasn't nobody staying over my damn house.
No, nobody staying at my Kirby.
But they can now.
What? Now? Yeah, house. I'm an adult. Yeah, now. Well, I mean, like, as
girl,
a kid.
In my household, that is not the case, clearly.
Yeah, you said grandma.
Oh, you said, because you couldn't stay.
Oh, yeah, grandma was like, you're not going to be in separate bedrooms.
I'm not doing this. I mean, they tried that at first. I mean, of course, you got to. Like, I remember the first night I stayed at her crib was like prom night. And I'm on, maybe a little bit before prom. He made me sleep on the couch. Cool.
Yeah. Prom night, you sleeping on the
couch. Prom night, we got a hotel. So that's why I say it was before prom. Way before prom, because we did it in 11th grade. So whatever. I'm staying there. I'm on the couch, and she ends up falling asleep. Matter of fact, I was on the floor on like an air mattress. I fell asleep. She wasn't next to me. I fell asleep. She was on the couch. Like, I'm on the floor. She's up here. She fell asleep, like, holding my hand or some shit. Some cute shit.
Oh, that is so cute.
Pops came in there late night. Like, yo. Going on.
As he should, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Don't, and I'm just like this. I'm not acting up. I'm like.
So
it was one of those, like, it had to work its way out. Like, we were together a long time before it was like cool for us to sleep in the same room.
Yeah, because I was like, let's give it Sex in the City. Miranda had
we was definitely doing that. But
not y'all doing the nasty.
We doing nasty. And she shared a room with her older brother.
And y'all was doing it in
the room?
This
is some New York show.
I made it work. It was California.
Yeah. California.
Wow. Ryan, your stories, like, never cease to amaze me. That is why I call you the internet. I'm going to call you the international man of mystery.
I just bought a camera.
Or you could, like, just do audio journals, too. You don't have to write.
He needs to write his own book so he know what the cover of you are. You need to write your own book.
I started writing
a book,
like, 6 years ago. And then my computer fucked up. And now I say, get to the file. When I open up my laptop, it's like a wild pop up, and I can't get to it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's over.
You gotta start again.
I don't know.
A lot of literature.
I was like 20, 30 a lot of pages in. I was.
So you better start. Get back page one.
Nice. Now that I read a little more, I know to throw a little more sex in there, like make it nasty. That's what get them. They don't want to hear too much.
But, you know, you gotta keep people interested.
You gotta throw it in. And I had no sex.
This tiger.
I had no sex in what I wrote.
Now, oh my god, it's fiction.
It was really about
yeah.
It was your boy.
Now he started off making nasty, nasty. Yeah,
but I have to make it a little more fiction because I gotta just make it. Gotta just turn shit up.
Oh my god.
Keep it spicy.
Damn, there was a gun, but it wasn't a gun. In real life, it was like a water gun, but nah, niggas had guns.
Ryan, where can people find you?
They can't. Okay. Don't look for me. Nah, Instagram's FlyRye. I'm on Twitter sometimes. FlyRye15. My podcast, Guys Next Door.
Yeah. Me and Didi's favorite podcast.
Oh yes. We'd be like texting about it.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
Like, she was like, "Yes, it's my favorite podcast." I said, "It is."
And I said, "Y'all listen."
I said, "Is it good?"
And I said, "Y'all listen to this?"
Wow, yes, it is.
We'd be listening.
Don't listen.
How I knew you play basketball. So the basketball part
wasn't it was
because you played like upstate.
I went to prep school upstate for 2 years, and I moved to California to play.
Right,
it was cool.
And I learned that from the show.
Basketball got me to college. It didn't pay for college.
But it got you there.
It made my grades stay up.
Means to an end.
Or same. Change.
My trumpet got me to college, however. Too.
Means to an end.
You play trumpet?
Yeah.
I think you told me that. Mm-hmm. My godfather plays trumpet. I told you that.
No.
Yeah.
He's fire.
He does his thing.
Wow.
So those are like the first tours I ever went on.
Oh, that's fire. Jazz tours.
International man of mystery. This is why I call him that.
Man.
That is the name of this episode.
So I want to come back as Fly Ride when I die and come back.
No, same.
We've said that before.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, we've said that quite before.
Right. I want to just go to like.
You're going to Miami. You're going to Miami today.
Don't
right?
be me. Be better than
Monday.
Me.
Monday.
Yeah, be better. Please.
Y'all, so the quote is, I'm letting what flows flow. I'm letting what wants to go, go. I'm letting myself grow in the ways I need to grow.
That's all life is. Okay. Growth.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
That was good.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate y'all,
Thank
man.
You
it's
so
been
much.
A good time.
A little impromptu, helping right. us out when we was down.
I did it for food.
He's our guest for food. We paid him in food. No, it legit, like, he was just chilling in the studio. And we were like, well, so what you
What you doing?
You doing anything?
Grab a seat.
Oh, the Ubers was high. That's how it started.
So that's how you were still here because
wow.
they are my co-host left me.
The more you talk, it's giving shade.
No, but
the traffic is horrible.
Listen,
right
if
now,
I don't want to do this, raining. I wouldn't do it.
Okay,
I fuck
that.
With y'all.
Aries, yeah,
appreciate
so
you.
We all communicate,
right?
Yeah,
like I communicate with all three of y'all outside of this show.
True.
In yeah. some shape, way, right. or form.
Yeah,
because I see your ass all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Next time we'll be in LA recording. We gotta make yeah. Why not?
Cool.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.